clears for Feeder. Good right foot step, still going. Right down Main Street. Chad Townsend. He's backing up. The Sharks are in again. 4 points for Townsend. But chalk it up to Andrew Fifita.
And he has been so good tonight for the Cronulla Sharks. Andrew Fifita, whilst he's given away a couple of penalties, he has run through this Cowboys team at will.
Well, that's what he can do, and that's what New South Wales need him to do next Wednesday night. The human wrecking ball, Andrew Fifita, and a beautiful offload for Chad Townsend on the weekend. And Paul Gallen joins us on the line, former New South Wales skipper. G'day, Gal.
Hey, boys.
I don't like saying that, former skipper, Gal. It's the reality, though, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, I've had to come to an end at some stage, and obviously last year I made the decision, along with the club, really. I made the commitment to the club I'd play next year, but, you know, part of that was not playing rep football. And, last year I played two games in Sydney I really thought would go out on top, but it wasn't to be. And, I've left that arena behind me, but I had a ball while I was there. And I feel pretty privileged to be able to have had a little bit of an influence on some of these young guys coming through. You know, they're relatively experienced now, this new stuff on our side. I've played a year or two in Origin. They've got some experience, and I was a part of that.
Yeah, and you totally were, and you've helped these youngsters, mate. Was it a hard day, though, knowing that the squad was announced yesterday?
No, it wasn't too bad. I was actually okay. I went to the night last night, had a really good night, and met all the boys, and said hello and congratulations, and all the sponsors, everyone else that was there at the start. We had a really good time, but probably next Wednesday will be a little bit harder watching the game, but I think I'm okay with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'll see you next week. I'll let you know next week.
But, yeah, that's right.
At the moment, I'm okay.
Disappointed you didn't get called up?
Nah, not at all, mate. I knew I was going to get caught up. I said on this show before, if Laurie rang me and needed me, I'd certainly be there. But I think when you look at the side last night, you can't argue that side. It's a terrific side. And, I mean, when you look at the 18th, 19th and 20th, man, we've got Jordan McLean, DeBellin there, and Paul Vaughan wasn't even picked there. So I think, as I've said all year, guys, it'll be a pretty long shot if I do get a call-up. But I'll, as I said, I'm happy where I'm at the moment.
What do you like most about the team, Gal?
I think everyone's in really good form. I think that's a really good way to pick a side, as New South Wales have always done. They've always picked the best side available. And I just think all these players are in good form. And I think on the other side of the coin, I just think Queensland's time is up. I really do. I mean, their side that they've picked, and while they're all quality players, I just think that the side that Queensland have been able to pick out of the past 10 years, you just looked at it, they've just been the best players in the best position, in form, playing really, really well. And I just think the look of this side this year compared to last year, they've just lost so much experience and talent with Inglis and Scott and, Parker there, and obviously Thurston, probably not playing. There's four really big outs to have in your side, particularly a side that's been so consistent over the past 10 years. So I just think it's New South Wales' time, and I think you'll see the tide really turn.
Billy Slater, mate, not in their squad. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, for myself, really, really surprising. You know, take the New South Wales hat on, just be a football, I suppose, talker for a moment, and that's really surprised me. I mean, it just goes to show, I think that, you know, it is the end of the year for him, and I think that by not picking him, they're going to be in that. I mean, he's Billy Slater. He's been the best fullback in the game for a long, long time. Sure, he was out last year, but he's playing terrific football. And I mentioned those guys before that are out. I just think you just lose so much experience and composure with not having someone like Billy Slater in the side. So it does surprise me, to be honest.
It's very unlike Queensland. Do you think they're losing the plot?
Nah. Look, they're not losing the plot. They've just stuck solid a bit with the side from last year that got the job done in the first two games. But, I mean, I think when you look at those first two games last year, I mean, 6-4 the score in Sydney, and then that game up in Queensland where, you know, people remember, I think we bombed two or three tries. Yeah. I think Jenko dropped two out of the line. So, I mean, yeah, while Queensland have had this dominance over the past 10 years, the majority of the game has just been so close. And that's why I just think they're just coming to the end of their run, and New South Wales and these young group of guys, along with the sprinkling of experience in there, are just going to take over.
Poor old Mitchell Pearce, Gal. He seems to carry the can for 10 years of the last 10 losses in 11 years for some inexplicable reason. Is he the best halfback in New South Wales, and why does he cop such a rough deal?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure why he cops such a rough deal. I think it's a bit of tall poppy syndrome, to be honest, but he's without a doubt the best halfback in New South Wales. You know, I can't understand people saying why he shouldn't be there, and, you know, we can't go with him. I just simply say, back, who do you pick? Who do you put in front of him? What other halfback he's playing anywhere near the way he's playing at the moment? And when you see some of the guys that have been there in previous years, they haven't won the series either. So, I mean, I just think it's ridiculous. There's someone to blame before we even go out there. As I said, guys, support this side we've picked. It's been a real issue of mine over the years when people, particularly from New South Wales, don't support the side that they pick. That they are the best players at the moment in New South Wales, and they deserve to be there. And we should jump on the back of them and support them rather than, giving stupid opinions why certain people shouldn't be there.
See, that it's an issue for New South Wales is because people support their own team. And then when it gets to New South Wales, when their particular player doesn't get in, like we've heard a lot of Dragon supporters this morning, Gal. You know, Paul Vaughan should be there, Aaron Woods shouldn't be there, blah, blah, blah. But it's because they're mostly Dragon supporters, or they just don't like Woodsy. I'm not too sure about it. But you know what I mean? Like the same, well, I hate Cronulla, so I hate Paul Gallen. You know, when you get to New South Wales, where Queensland don't have that so much.
No, that's right. I've got no doubt. That's part of it as well. Queensland, I'm having two sides up there. But, certainly a part of it. But at the end of the day, they've got to remember there's not just Laurie Daly who picks a side. There's probably two or three selectors, who go through it. They watch round after round. It's their full-time job. It's not that they go... it's not like they've got club coaches anymore who watch our club football and have to go and pick a rep side. You know, they're totally committed to New South Wales, and without a doubt, you know, they picked the best side available. I've got no doubt with Paul Vaughan. Man, he's been unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And if he had been picked and Aaron Woods left out, there's no doubt anyone could have argued with it. But the fact is, Origin is a different arena. Origin is a different game to NRL, and you need experience. And you need experience in that front row, which is a real tough position. And that's why Aaron Woods is being picked. If he doesn't go out and perform and keeps performing the way he does, there's no reason he can't play a part in this series and be there for, a while to come. But, look, I think at this stage, Aaron Woods, having his experience, been there before and always played well, I think he deserves his spot. Had he had to come back and played a game before, which he did, so he's there. But I agree with certain people. Paul Warnes could feel a bit hard done by, but that's just the reality of the game.
Yeah,
very exciting indeed. Now, getting onto the Sharks, mate, you still find a way, 18-14 over the Cowboys. There's certain issues, I suppose, and areas of improvement, but you're finding a way to win each week.
Yeah, we are, without a doubt. We're very confident in the fact that if we get in a dogfight with the side, if we're in the last 10 minutes and we're sort of up by two or down by two or even four, that we can come home and get the win. And I think the only game we let ourselves down this year was that that Titans game where they did come home and beat us in the last 3 or 4 minutes. But other than that, we do have that, confidence that we can get the job done. And as you said, plenty of areas to improve on still. It's our third game straight we've won with less than 50% possession. Now, we only got told that yesterday as a team. It's a pretty alarming stat, to be honest. We're winning games with less than half the ball. So it's positive in one way, but in other ways, it's an area we really have to fix up, and we've got to learn to fix up pretty quickly.
And Dugan, mate, making the switch?
Yeah, look, I spoke to him last night. I think it's a great signing for the club. I've got to say, I can't believe the Dragons let him go. There's players that you just got to get signed. You just got to, I'm not going to say give them whatever money they want, but you just got to find an extra couple of dollars to pay them to stay. And I'm really surprised the Dragons have let him go. It's a massive signing for us, a huge loss for them. But as I said, for our club and our team, I think he's going to be a great asset to the side.
Causes a bit of dilemma. I don't imagine Valentine Holmes is so happy about it. Who plays fullback?
No, look, they are signed to fullback. There's no doubt about that. I mean, internally, there's no issue at all. But Dugan, I'm sure, has been spoken to and has been signed as the right centre. The Australian right centre is going to be the right-hand centre for New South Wales. So there's no issue at all internally. And, I suppose the positive thing about it too, if something does happen to Val, if there is an injury or... he means to get moved at any stage, then we can throw Josh Dugan back there as a terrific fullback. So there's no issue internally at all. And, look, we're a team, and at the end of the day, we do what's best for the team, and Val will be fine with it.
Will you be playing?
It's looking that way, boys. I'm not going to commit yet. I did have a meeting with Flano last week, and he was very happy with the way I was going, and he's basically left the decision up to me. So I think, it's looking increasingly more likely. Although nothing's been done at the moment, so but it is pretty positive at the moment.
You play for nothing.
I'm not far off that this year, boys.
I doubt that, Sammy. Mate. Anyway, everyone deserves a quid, Gal.
That's it. That's right.
Mate, we do thank you.
Good on you, Gal.
Good on you, mate. I know you'll be a bit twitchy in your seat watching next Wednesday, but we look forward to chatting next Tuesday as well.
Yeah, thanks, boys. See you later.